Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Welcome to On Trib and Joy Melbourne's multicultural program. The On Trib is a simple use across Australia to represent multiculturalism, anti-racism and international understanding. At Joy Melbourne, On Trib represents peace and understanding in our multicultural GLBT community. If you would like to comment on the program or ask questions, you can email us onair@joy.org.au or SMS 0427JOY949. Or Nick is on reception and he will take your calls on 9699 2949. Welcome, Kafam, to the show.
Well, hello, Hugh. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, Hugh, we're doing the show a bit differently today.
We are.
So tell us what's different today.
Well, today, rather than having guests and asking questions and about their life, tonight we are going to have a discussion.
A discussion, eh?
And we are going, yes, we are going to have a discussion. And the discussion is actually going to include both of us as well, because we've got different nationalities coming in. So,
for the first half, what can we expect?
Well, we've got Rick and David. One is Indian and gay, and one is white and straight. And once we bring them into the studio, we'll let everyone know who's who. And we've actually got a second half to the show as well.
And then in the second half, we have the Welsh gay guy who's lived in New York, London, and now he's here.
In Melbourne,
and he will share with us, you know, the dynamics of being gay in a very straight heterosexual.
You left a very important part off. He's Welsh, and he lived in Wales as well.
And Wales. You're on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to On Driven on Joy 94.9, and tonight we've got two guests in the studio at the moment. We've got Rick and David. Welcome, Rick.
Hello. Good to be again at On Driven.
Good. And David, welcome.
Welcome. Hi.
I know David's a little bit nervous, but you'll be fine, David.
Well, good on you, David, for coming on the show, you know, and being a full-fledged heterosexual. Yes. You know, obviously, you know, you have told us a bit earlier that you're a bit nervous and a bit shy.
That's right.
You don't have to be nervous or shy. You're with friends.
So. It's just a chat.
Yeah. And Rick, Rick's our Indian gay guest tonight, aren't you, Rick?
Yes, I am.
This is your second time at Joy, isn't it?
Yes, actually it is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good to be back.
Okay, let's just get right into the show. And David, give us a little bit of your background. Where do you come from?
I come from Queensland, up in the central coast of Queensland.
Okay. And when did you come to Melbourne?
97, 98.
Right. Why did you come to Melbourne?
My brother was down here and to get a job.
Okay, so you just thought it was the big city in Melbourne and wanted to come down here and...
That's right, yes.
...live and work here.
Yeah, for change, yes.
Okay, great. And... Now, you have a girlfriend. We'll tell everyone this straight away.
Yes, that's right.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
About a year and a half.
Okay. And you're a work colleague of Rick's?
Yes, he is.
Yeah?
Yep. Well, he works in a contract and comes in our company and looks after machines, basically. That's how we met.
Okay.
Yep.
So, David, tell me, obviously, you're a heterosexual male, but you have a gay male friend. How do you feel about that?
It's all right. I don't mind. It's
something that you just go along with.
Yeah? Yeah, that's right.
You're quite easy. You're quite relaxed with that.
Yeah, everybody has their own opinions. And
how many gay friends do you have?
Just the one, I believe.
Okay.
So Ricky's a special one.
I guess so.
So. Tell us, Rick, you tell us how you met.
Well, basically, in the department where I work, David used to come and look after different IT machines and everything, and I just sort of, you know, I was the only male person in my department, and that was my only male option to speak to any male person, and David used to come and we started chatting about cricket and everything. Being from India, I love cricket, and that's how we basically started being friends. It's not about gay or straight, we just had something in common. We started talking to each other. It was, that's how the friendship started.
Okay.
And I'm just curious, you know, you have this development since then, you guys been hanging out, that half of the office now thinks that David might be a bisexual because he's been hanging out with you. And, you know, David, how did you feel about that?
Bit shocked, actually. Bit surprised.
Why were you embarrassed?
A little.
Why are you embarrassed? Because does it threaten your... You're saying male masculinity?
I suppose so. I'm not quite sure.
I mean, I suppose really, you know, if he just pops in there every now and again, or every day?
Yeah, almost every day.
Every day. And you don't know everyone, and you suddenly realise everyone thinks you're a bisexual, and you're not a bisexual, you're a gay male. You're a straight male, sorry. I suppose it would be quite embarrassing for you.
Yes, that's right. But I go around speaking to the girls as well, so...
So they all know you.
Yes, that's right.
So. I guess it's more because they associate him with me being a gay person out there and talking to me, and he's friendly with me, he's not reluctant to speak to me. I think they just think, oh, why would a straight person be so friendly with a gay guy?
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose you know, people might start thinking that he's got a full-time girlfriend, and then you might be the special weekend friend.
Don't think so. We never catch up on weekends, no.
Anyway, I suppose this is a chance for you to clarify once and for all, you are fully heterosexual.
That's right.
And also, I'm just curious, how come, you know, you were a bit, you know, embarrassed, you know, to be considered maybe a bisexual, but then coming on Joy, which is, you know, fully GLBTIQ, which is like gay, lesbian, intersex, you know, whatever, that kind of radio station, but you have no qualms coming on the show.
I suppose I knew most of my friends wouldn't be listening, and...
So you didn't tell anyone?
No, I told a couple of friends.
Did you tell your girlfriend?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's good. I just want to, for the listener, let you know that tonight's discussion is between the gay and straight community, and basically how we see each other, and how relaxed we can be with each other.
Yes, obviously, you know, we all know there's a lot more acceptance nowadays. We're just checking in to see where we are at in this regard at the moment, plus bringing a bit of, you know, Indian flavor into the equation.
And we also thought it would be really great to bring in, because we don't bring many straight people into the studio, do we?
No.
And we thought, well, if we bring in David and with his friend Rick, you know, he'd be a bit relaxed and talk to us a little bit. So, but you told me your girlfriend has a bisexual friend.
Yes, she's got two, actually, one female, one male.
Okay, both of them bisexual.
Yes.
Okay, so obviously she's gay-friendly or bisexual-friendly, if you want to put it that way.
No, she's straight, but... she doesn't mind hanging out with bi people, or she's quite cool.
So, on that note, she doesn't mind you hanging around with Rick?
No, that's
right. She's not going to suspect you of being gay or something like that? No,
definitely not.
What about you, Rick? I mean, when you first met David at work, you saw him at work, and what did you think? What was your attraction?
Well, no offense, David, but no attraction. It's just, as I said, he was the only male person around I could speak to and have some sort of a male bonding, which has nothing to do with attraction. And once again, no offense, I don't mean any... I'm not saying you're not good looking. It's just that I never felt any attraction. It's just, you know, you can't speak to another girl about a few things, and they're not into sports that much, and you just... That was my point of male contact, where I can be a man and speak to a man and just so, have that connection.
So you knew that David was straight?
Well, I didn't
You
care.
Didn't suspect he was
I
gay
care.
Or bi?
Didn't matter. It didn't matter. It wasn't about whether he was gay or bi or straight. It was more about another male guy who's coming into my office and I can just discuss sports.
His basically. Personality, in other words, yeah.
Yeah, just another male. That's all I looked for. I didn't care what his sexuality is.
No, I'm just curious, how long you guys been friends now?
About nearly a year, actually.
Nearly a year. And do you guys hang out socially, you know, outside work?
Once
we
in a while.
A couple of times, and we try to, but it's not really easy, because I've got my own friend circle, he's got his own social life, so...
Tell me, David, you know, you've said you haven't socialized, but if one day you do socialize, would you go to a gay bar?
I'll be a bit scared at first, I think, but I'll try it out.
Yeah. What would be the thing that make you scared to go to a gay bar? You get picked up?
Probably. Other guys coming up to me and...
But you're a big strapping guy, so I mean, how tall are you?
6 foot.
Yeah, so...
6 foot and blonde, just so you know.
6 foot, blonde, straight guy, yeah. Just what every gay guy wants.
I've cut me out of that equation earlier.
But... So you'd be quite comfortable going to a gay bar or a gay club?
Might be a little bit uncomfortable, but I'll try anything once.
How much do you know about gay bars and clubs?
Nothing really.
No. So if I had to say to you that some of the gay bars have dark rooms, would you understand what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. And if I said that there's saunas that gay guys go to, you know, would you know what we're talking about then?
No.
Okay. So if Rick took you to a bar and you accidentally walked into the dark room, you know, what are you going to do?
I'll probably run.
Well, I'll make sure he doesn't go to the dark room. I'll hang around him and make sure he doesn't end up there.
Personally, I don't like these bars with the dark rooms, but never mind. But what about you, Rick? I mean, would you take him to a bar that was a bit risky just to let him see it, or would you take him to a safe place?
Well, I guess, as I said, I'll hang around with my friend and I'll make sure, you know, he's not getting into any trouble. And I've invited him previously to different gay bars, and he's never said no. It's just that time didn't work out, and I did make clear that it's a gay bar, and my friends will be a mix of gay and straight people. And he never said no, and in fact, he did SMS me once, so where are you guys? I'm still out. It's just that we left, so he couldn't make it. So, and I've always invited him with his other friends and girlfriend. So I think he should be fine when he's in company of his own friends. And I think he does have that trust that if I'm inviting him, I'll make sure he's not getting into any situation.
David, let me ask you this question.
Yep.
If you were going to a straight bar with all your mates and Rick wanted to come along with you, would you be happy to take him?
Yeah, that's fine.
Even though he could camp it up a little bit once he's had a few drinks. Don't you think he would embarrass you? Or don't you think he would show you up to your mates or something?
It depends how hot his friends are.
My friends embarrass me enough how it is, so one more can't be any different.
Okay. So how would you explain Rick to them? And I'm being nice here. I don't mean this badly towards Rick, and he's shaking his head here.
But that's okay. I'll speak to you after.
But how would you explain Rick to your straight friends?
Would you
tell him that he's gay?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. And how do you think they would accept that?
I think they'd be okay with it. My friends talk to anybody. They're okay with everybody. They get along well with new people. And
that's really good. I mean,
you're making gay sound like a crime.
I'm not. I'm just asking David.
Now, just to let you know, on top of all this, David is actually a very Christian person. You go to church every Sunday?
Once every few weeks.
Once every few weeks. That's pretty good by modern standard.
Yeah.
So what church do you go to then?
City Life.
City Life.
Yeah.
So could you explain that to
me? It's a Pentecostal church.
Okay. Yeah. So is your family, the whole family religious, or is it just you?
Yes, my parents are Anglican.
Right.
And my brother's Anglican as well, I think. I'm not quite sure what church they go to.
Does your church, do they accept homosexuality?
I think they're against it. I'm not quite sure.
Right. So, but it doesn't bother you that if your church was against it, that you still hang around with a gay guy at the moment?
No.
No? Okay.
I have a question, you know. There's always this thing, you know, always a debate about nature versus nurture. Do you think, you know, sexuality is a choice, or do you reckon you're born with it?
I think some people have a choice, and I believe others are born with it. Not quite sure.
So let me give you a scenario. Say, for example, one that overnight you wake up, right, and you're in an island full of men, only men. There are no women left on this earth, and for the rest of your life, would you try having a go with a man?
No.
Whoa.
No, so you can't really choose, can you?
No, I suppose not.
In that regards.
Yes. I suppose not.
So you're born
straight,
and you could never choose to be gay in your situation.
That's right.
Okay. We've had a couple of messages here, and there's no name, so if I can't say who sent the message, but one says, all he needs to know is no means no. So I take it it's referring to the gay bar, that if you go to a gay bar and you say no, it means no.
Yep, okay.
I would think that's what it means anyway. And another person said, Hugh, what sort of question was that?
Which question was this person?
Question was that? Yes.
What question was this person referring to?
I don't know. But anyway, if you want to clarify what question it was that I got wrong, then that's fine. I'll rephrase it. So, Rick, tell me, based on, you know, you've got straight friends, gay friends. Mm-hmm. Would you say you've got more gay friends than straight friends?
Well, I guess I've got a... First thing I'll say is I don't have gay or straight friends. I have friends who happen to be gay or straight.
Okay.
And that's how I see my friends. And I guess I've got many straight friends, many gay friends, so I can't really say which one's more. But yes, social life is more with gay people, but they would always be, as you would call, fag hags with their boyfriends, so it sort of balances out. And again, I don't socialize with gay or straight people, I just socialize with friends who happen to be gay or straight.
Now, I'm just curious, with friendships, right, is there much difference between a friendship with a gay man or a friendship with a straight man? Is a relationship, friendship a bit different?
Yes, I guess with straight person, you got to be mindful of what you're doing, what you're saying.
Mm.
Maybe not saying, because just like David and many other straight guys who are my friends, they'll take any joke, or even if we're flirting or whatever, they know us, they know me deep within that I'm not meaning any harm. But if I got very physical, I think I have seen situations where a person would be uncomfortable. I can say that I have never been physical with David at all, because deep down I know it might make him uncomfortable. So, yeah, there is a bit of difference.
So you'd never give David a hug?
No, I'll give him a hug. It's just that just with a gay guy, I would literally go give him a tight hug and say something silly, you know, and look at a guy and say something. I can't do that joke because it might offend him. I don't know. I've never thought of doing that.
Let's ask David. David, how do you feel?
If Rick hugged me? I'm not quite sure, actually.
I'll hug you after the show.
So if he hugged you without kissing you, would that make you more comfortable?
Yeah.
Because he's a hugger and a kisser. You know, he does it all the time.
Well, I hug other straight guys and kiss them and they don't mind.
Well, it all depends on if the bulge is involved or not.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, hugging's fine, I think.
We've actually come to the end of the first part of the program. Thanks to Rick and David. You're on Joy 94.9 and this is On Driven with Kafam and Hugh.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, this is On Driven with Kafam and Hugh, and our special guest in the second half of our show, where we're talking about straight gay relationships and how we all get together, is Mark, originally from Wales. Welcome,
yes.
Mark. Well, welcome back, because this is your second time at Joy, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And that song was chosen by Mark,
Does it
have any special significance for you?
Not really significance, but it was something that something a bit different that I didn't think many people have heard of before. It's a band called Anthony and the Johnsons, and it's, I think, just beautiful music, so I thought I'd bring that into.
It's certainly a bit different, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, we've got a giveaway, actually.
Yes, go ahead.
It's Book of the Week, The Shallow End of Ashley Sivright. And on a cloudless afternoon, a man dives into a crowded swimming pool and disappears. It is murder, a staged disappearance, or alien abduction. Wow, sounds a good book. Anyway, if you would like this book, all you've got to do is phone Nick on reception, 96992949. That's 96992949. Give Nick your name and the book is yours. Excellent.
Mm.
So, Mark, as we said, you are Welsh.
Yes.
And we're talking about relationships between gay and straight people.
Yep.
So, tell us in Wales. Let's talk. I know that you've lived in New York, you've lived in London, you're now living in Melbourne. You're an international traveller,
a jet setter.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. But tell us a little bit about Wales. What's it like in Wales?
I think these days it's pretty open. I think the acceptance level is much better than it used to be. I remember being in school and things like that. That I always felt worry about being friends with straight guys. I think I just never seemed to click with them so much. I think over the last sort of 10, 15 years, things have changed a lot where people just see it on TV a lot more and it's accepted a lot more. So I think now that you can be open and pretty much out with friends and it's just, all right, okay, carry on and on to the next subject. Sort of.
So what you're actually saying is when you grew up in Wales, if you were gay,
yep,
then you wouldn't really have many heterosexual friends.
I think it wasn't so much I didn't have them, it's just I always felt a bit isolated, a bit different from them, I would say. So, the straight friends I had in school were straight friends, but I just, if I look back now, I think it's, my relationship would have been better if they'd been more open and more out back then, sort of thing.
So in those days, was it, it's sort of like a taboo to be seen as a bit, a femme?
Yeah, and it's just, I think it's just because people didn't know anything about it, or didn't know much about it, there were stereotypes and just assumptions, and so it made it difficult for people to just accept it, whereas now people see things on the TV, and we're not all the John Inman character sort of thing, and whereas when I was growing up, that's all you saw on TV, was the very femme sort of stereotype, and so I think now people see lots of different characters on TV and in soap operas and all of that. They just are seeing that we're just regular people like everyone else. There isn't a stereotype of one particular type of person.
Once you came out in Wales, because there was quite a funny story, wasn't there? Your father told the whole family.
Yeah.
you told your parents, is that right?
Yeah, I told my parents, and then I basically found out from, I got a call the next day from my dad. I called him up and said, oh, so how's things? They're like, fine. Oh, by the way, I went round and told auntie this and uncle this. And so he basically went and then outed me to the rest of the family pretty much the same day. I mean, I think everyone knew already, but it was more.
So even if you didn't want to, you were out.
Yeah. So it was all or nothing, which is probably the best thing to do, to be honest. I'm glad it happened that way.
Okay. This is On Driven with Kafam and Hugh, and you're enjoying 94.9.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Anthony and the Johnsons, My Lady Story, Orange Ribbon, Joy 94.9. Our guest tonight, Mark, chose that song.
Again. He loves Anthony and the Johnsons.
Yes, now today we are, exploring the dynamics between straight relationships and gay relationships, where we are at, we know there's a lot of acceptance. So we thought we'd have an international guest tonight of a Welsh background to see who's lived in New York. And where else?
London. And now Melbourne.
Yeah. And we have a few messages as
We do have a few messages, and I think we should actually read these out. Alan sent in a message. He thought that the questions about the dark room were embarrassing for David. And we take your point, Alan, but David didn't know the question before the
and
show.
And he still doesn't know what a dark room is. And we're still very much in the dark.
Yeah, we wouldn't set out to embarrass anyone on the show, so please be aware. He was aware of everything beforehand. Infantile questions from someone. Yeah, we take your point. Thank you. Applaud David for coming on the show. Yes, we did applaud David for coming
on
the show.
Good on him,
He's a very nice guy.
Despite being a Christian and, very religious.
And we thank you for that as well. Be gentle, please. David, we are no different, so we trust, we understand Ken. Yes, and thank you, Ken. Thank you for your message. And the last one, was he the only gay in the village? Now, this is referred to Mark, because he comes from Cardiff in Wales, is that right?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Were you the only gay in the village?
I used to think so, but I obviously wasn't. But, when I was a kid in school, I think I did think that, like probably most people do. But, no, I'm not. I don't go dressed around in lycra too much.
I suppose we're similar, because I come from Scotland, and I was brought up, born and bred in a small village in Scotland. And you do think you're the only person that's gay in that village.
Yeah.
And obviously you're not, but nobody's going to walk down the street with a placard saying I'm gay, are they?
Exactly.
It's interesting how, in Australia we don't have villages, we have towns. For me, village conjures up images of, shacks and people sleeping in haze, hay beds.
Shacks are in Wales. In Scotland, we have houses.
Well, and where I'm from is, I'm actually from the capital city, so it is a city. It's not a village like you see on Little Britain. It is a city, and it does have some gay bars and stuff, and it actually has a gay pride event every year now. So again, over the last 10 years, the gay presence in Cardiff has shot up. It's one of the big gay destinations.
Because of this, do you think that the heterosexual community now accept the gay community there more?
To be honest, I don't know whether it's acceptance or not acceptance. They're more aware of it, so it's not so much of a shock. I think before it was, they'd never known anyone that was gay, and then suddenly, oh, you're gay, oh, what does that mean? And they just know the bits and pieces they've heard, whereas now they see it on a daily basis in shops and you can walk down the street and see two guys holding hands, and it just isn't so shocking anymore. And I think that's the main thing that's changed over the last few years, is the shock factor isn't there as much anymore, and that makes a big difference.
Now, you lived in London as well.
Yep.
Now, London, the big dirty village. Okay.
Which part was that?
But how was it when you moved to London? How did you notice a difference between gay and straight?
I think obviously in London you've got a much bigger gay scene, so it's easier to get out there and meet or specifically go out to look and meet gay friends and things like that, because you can go to, there's more opportunity for gay bars, there's more opportunity for gay social events and things like that, so it's easier to sort of find other like-minded people, should we say.
Did you have a lot of straight friends in London?
Yeah, I had a fair few. It's a fairly mixed bag. Most of the straight friends I knew were more from the work side of things, where you met through work.
Now, I'm just curious, you know, with all these straight friends, is there much difference between the relationship, you know, your friendship with a gay guy and then with a straight man?
Yeah, that was an interesting question. To be honest, I'm not really sure. I think the friends are my friends, but when I'm out with some gay friends, when I'm out with some straight friends, it's a very different experience. I think we tend to sort of, you get a bit more camp, a bit more flirty, and it's a different experience. But I wouldn't say that the friendship's different. They're friends that happen to be one or the other. But yeah, I mean, if you go out with a group of five straight guys to the pub and go out with a group of five gay guys to a pub, I think the experience will be different for either way.
And you mentioned earlier before the show that the straight guys start getting a bit curious in certain, you know, when they are a bit,
yeah,
having down a few drinks.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed is I've got a few sort of friends that I've met through work and things like that, and they're generally interested because I'm the first out gay guy they've known, and they're generally interested, and they ask questions like things sort of, well, how do you know you're gay? And in a way, you feel like you're educating them a bit along the way. It's like, well, yeah, I know it because I am, the same as how do you know you're straight? And so those sorts of questions, and it happens quite often. And it's quite interesting that once they have a few drinks down, they feel brave enough to ask the questions. And we've had some really interesting topics where I've been sat around a table with four or five straight guys, and they're all enthralled to listen to my experience as a gay guy sort of thing. And they're not judging or anything. They're just generally interested as to what goes on,
happens,
sort of thing.
Yeah. It's interesting to know that they need a few drinks to lose that inhibition.
Yeah.
That's an interesting observation.
Well, I think that's the case in a lot of ways. It's just that they don't want to be seen to be thinking, if they're asking the question, oh, they might be curious. And
yes.
I think that's the big thing. And one thing I've definitely noticed being in Melbourne is that they seem to be just a lot more open about asking those sort of questions. And when I came out to the guys in work, everyone was like, oh yeah, cool, carry on, and that there was no sort of shock or anything on that.
So to all your Welsh straight friends, you were there gay in the village.
Yeah.
But over here, you know, you were not the only gay in the village.
No, definitely not. I don't think so.
What about New York, Mark? You lived in New York as well for 2 years, was it?
Yeah, 2 years, yeah.
What type of relationship did you have there with your friends?
One thing I definitely noticed when I moved to New York is that all of my gay friends tended to just have gay friends. And that was a bit surprising when I moved over there. And I think the reason that happens in New York is because it's such a much bigger scene there. You go to things to meet people, and there's always a gay version of something. So you go along to play volleyball, for example, and so you go to the gay volleyball, and therefore you just meet gay people, and then you get invited to parties by those people, so you just meet other gay people. And I was quite surprised to see that a lot of them were just, it was a gay circle. If I went out on the weekend, I hung out with my gay friends. And
so even at the parties, you wouldn't come across some straight people mixed in the party?
There'd occasionally be a couple, but it would predominantly be gay and lesbian, so it was basically the GLBT village sort of thing that everyone just hang out together is what I found interesting.
And you've likened that to a ghetto.
Yeah, well, it's the gay ghetto sort of thing, but I think it's been quite interesting that happened. I mean, I don't know why it's different there, but it's something, as an outsider going in, I did notice that.
Mm. When I lived in Edinburgh, all my friends, I would say, were gay.
Mm-hmm.
So similar to New York in a way, because you went to a party and everyone was gay, and there'd maybe be the odd straight person there, but be maybe 2 out of 20 would be straight.
Yeah.
You know? And usually it'd be a fag hag as well. Don't count, really. but since coming to Melbourne, I find I've got 50-50 now. 50% of my friends are straight, usually married with children and everything else, and very accepting of the gay community. Mm-hmm. And 50% will be gay. And at some points you go out some weekends and all the people that you see are straight. So
yeah.
I think it's really good. It's a good mixture here in Melbourne.
Yeah, and I think one of the other things is, if I was having a house party, for example, and most of my friends that are coming are gay, when I invite a straight friend, you sort of feel obliged to say, oh, by the way, just to let you know, there's going to be mostly gay guys there. And one thing I've noticed is that, yeah, they've been a bit reticent, but they've come along, and I remember on two occasions a friend came along, and you could see he was nervous, but he came along and was not sure what to expect, but give him half an hour, a few drinks, and he was fine.
And do you have to, you know, prepare your gay friends as well and say, this is a straight guy and don't even mess with him, or, you know, try to scare him?
I don't think I warn them like that, but I would say if I'm introducing a straight friend, oh, by the way, he's straight, and yeah, he's not interested and all the rest of it. But that tends to be more as a joke and a flirt than...
I remember Kafam and I went to your birthday party.
Yeah.
And you had an American guy from Texas.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was straight.
Yes.
And you kept telling us all afternoon, oh, he's straight.
Yeah, well, because he was particularly nervous. Again, I'm pretty sure I'm the first gay guy he's ever known, and he was over here just for short term, so... I just didn't know how he would react, and he was very nervous, but he was still willing to come along, so I just wanted to...
I think you were more nervous than him.
I think he had a few drinks beforehand to help smooth the process,
over.
But he enjoyed himself, and again, I think he saw that, actually, these guys are just regular guys. I mean, at the beginning, he walked through the door, probably expecting feather boas and pink everywhere, but he actually saw that we're
that
a bunch of regular guys. Oh, yes, that's right.
We've got another couple of messages that we'll read out here. It says, hi, boys. I've always had problems with getting too close to my straight male friends. They always assume that you're going to try to seduce them.
Hmm.
Well, that's a good point, because I suppose there are a lot of straight people that would think that you're just going to get...
Yes, I've always noticed that personally. I have to walk around eggshells at first when I'm with a new straight, you know, acquaintance,
yeah.
Just so that you don't make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So we actually censor ourselves.
I think that's probably true, yeah. There's a bit of that.
That message was actually from Chris, and it's the second part to it. When you tell them, even, that gay men have straight friends. So what he's actually saying, even though you say you're straight but I'm gay and it's quite natural, they're still a little bit apprehensive.
Yeah, I mean, I find it interesting that how things have changed. I've got this neighbour upstairs, you know, he's fully fledged heterosexual man. And it was quite surprising, because last time he came down to borrow some tobacco from me, right? And then afterwards, give me a kiss. And I said, you know, give me a kiss. And he gave me a kiss, and it was a big surprise.
Yeah.
So I think...
You asked him for a kiss.
Yeah, on the cheek. And he did, you know. And that totally, you know, I was just trying to, you know, put him on the spot.
Right.
You did.
And he did give me a kiss on a cheek.
It's amazing what people do for tobacco.
For tobacco.
Yeah. Even kiss Kafam.
Yeah, it takes a lot to kiss Kafam.
So tell us, now that you're here in Melbourne,
yep.
Are you settling down and...
Yeah, I'm settling down. I've been here, it's just a year now. So, yes, I'm settling into the lifestyle here and enjoying it here and getting a good group of friends. So, yeah.
And are you going to stay here?
Hopefully, for a few years, looks like.
Good. So, last time I actually met you, you said you were moving.
Yes, I'm moving to a new apartment, so I'm going through the stress of all that at the minute, looking for a new apartment. And I think I found one now, so now it's a case of packing and moving in and all of that business.
Okay. And bringing all your stuff across from New York.
Yes, I've got that hopefully being shipped tomorrow. So
Even though it should have been here 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Mark, for coming in again.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's on Driven for another week, Kafam.
Yes, it's
a special thanks to David, Rick, and Mark. And
Nick on the phone, answering, you know, manning the phone for us.
Yes, thank you, Nick. He's worked hard for us tonight. Thanks for joining us on Non-Trip tonight. We'll be back again at the same time, 7 p.m. next Wednesday, with more insights into our GLBT multicultural community here in Australia and around the world. So that's it.
And how do you say goodbye in Welsh?
Northstar.
Northstar! Thank you.
It's Scottish. Bye-bye.
And in Chinese, zaijian.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.